has a hole in the ground.
I see.
And a
wasp, what type of wasp?
Oh, Lord, a wasp just builds a nest like that, be that big, just anywhere. I was cutting one out there, they throw some coral on it. They just build anywhere, a wasp does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind you got? Have you got a kind maybe that...
We've got a red wasp, we've got a black wasp, and a little bitty, tiny red wasp.
Yeah.
See that, no.
Have you got a kind that might build his house out of some mud?
You're talking about a dirt dog that builds out of mud.
Yeah.
That's a dirt dog. Yeah, plenty of them.
Okay. And you got kind of an insect that might get in you not wearing socks out in the woods or something like
you're
that?
You're talking about red bugs and seed ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of them.
Red bugs, okay.
Yeah.
Now, then you might be walking across the yard and you run into a...
Gnats.
Well,
I call them gnats.
This insect builds a kind of a thing across maybe between...
Spiderweb.
Yeah.
Spiderweb?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you see one in the house.
Yeah.
You get a broom and knock
now,
down...
Now, that's what you call a spiderweb.
Okay.
A spider, you know. He's a great big old guy. The spider's not a great big spider, but he builds a web. But and then sometimes you see him out on the flowers, you know, and things. They build a big web, you know, and then he'll run up a piece, you know, with them.
Well, if you saw one up there, yeah. The spider had abandoned it, you might say, better get a broom
and knock him down.
Down that what?
Yeah, oh. Spider. That's a spider.
Well, if the spider wasn't there anymore, you know.
He knocked the spider nest down, not the web down.
Okay.
Spider web.
Would you call it the cobweb?
Well, you'd call it cobweb or spider web, either one.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk a little about the trees you have around here. You told me about a lot of trees you had. Have you got kind of a tree with a white, scaly bark and a broad leaf?
That's called a maple tree, ain't it?
Maybe this has. You got maples?
Got maples in the woods. Maple trees in the woods.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of maple?
Well, it's just a kind of leaf they call maple. It's a kind of a leaf, sound like a sweet gum tree.
Okay.
A maple leaf, and it turns red in the wintertime.
Uh-huh. Sweet gum tree, what is that?
That's one that, you know, you peel the bark off and let it run out, and you get sweet gum and chew it when you was a kid. That's all the kind of gum you had to chew. It's your best, you know.
What other types of trees do you have?
Well, we have that, and we have a sassafras tree.
What's that?
A sassafras tree.
Sassafras.
You know, it goes up and it has the red leaves in the wintertime. You get sassafras root and drink sassafras tea, you know, you know, people know about, well, we go dig the root and you drink sassafras tea in the wintertime. And we have dogwood trees, pine trees, white oak, pin oaks, and just things like that.
This tree I was talking about, you get a kind of a tall shade tree, has white limbs and it's white scaly bark to it.
Well, you'd call that a maple tree.
Well, Zacchaeus climbed up in the
sycamore tree.
Yeah, you get
that? Yeah, I have it. I used to have a sycamore, and I cut them down and made such a big old leaves. I didn't like them. I have photography. You see some of the land out here. Down inside, you said they're photography trees.
Those are pretty.
Yeah, they're photography trees.
Yeah.
We used to have sycamore, but Lord, they make so much leaves, and one time, they had to catch big old leaves when it shed off. We have a mulberry tree, you know.
What kind of berries do you get?
We have blueberries or blackberries.
I see. You get a kind of a red berry?
Yeah, it's kind of a red, you know. Yeah. You pick it off and it runs on the ground like most of the blueberries do.
You got any little plants on the ground that grow
strawberries?
Yeah.
I don't have them, but they get a lot of people around here do grow strawberries.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't grow them.
Now, do you have a kind of a tree that has a big white flower on it and a green shiny leaf?
Well, wouldn't that be a crepe myrtle?
Crepe myrtle?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you get a mag?
I have a crepe myrtle right there and have one to call in the yard. It had red blooms on it, and there is a white crepe myrtle, but I don't have one of them.
I see. But do you get this a big tree with a big white...
Magnolia.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you told me down here at the bottom of the stone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any other kind of... Do you get kind of a shrub with white flowers on it or something like that, or white and
well,
red?
Well, you get what you call a variety leaf has white flowers on it. Tree.
Of course, the crabs.
Juice covered it down here at the crossing. It's called flowered peach. You know, it's like a peach tree had blooms like peach tree, but they don't have peaches on it. You know, they call flowering peach.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You get any kind of laurel here or anything like that?
No, we don't have anything like that.
Okay. Now, you're talking about berries. You get kind of a rough red berry. So it might be, some might be red, some might be black.
Yeah, that's called a blueberry. Or a blackberry.
Or a raspberry.
Yeah. A raspberry. But see, they're tiny. We don't grow them. Yeah. I mean, I don't. A lot of people does do it. Now, this vine down here, that's called a kudzu.
Uh-huh.
And we used to plant it for hay. That's really, we plant it for hay.
Yeah.
We used to have this whole patch out here in hay and they put food in there.
Have you got a bush, kind of a bush or a shrub that might grow by a hill or on the road by a fence, something like that? It gets really big and its leaves turn red before.
Well, that's called a wood maple.
Wood maple?
Yeah.
Well, so, well, this is a kind of shrub. Some folks used to use it to baby